This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. This podcast is titled A Real Concern. And that's because it is. It is a serious subject I'm going to discuss, and some will have trouble with it. And I hope that you will find the answers you need to your questions. But I do want to discuss, can we divorce Jesus? I know that's an interesting, weird question. Let me put it this way. In the Old Testament, God allowed divorce due to hardness of heart. Jesus talks about that in the New Testament. But Jesus says that what God brings together, let no man separate, right? As Christians, we are the bride of Christ. We are one with Him. And He promised He would never leave us or forsake us. However, according to the book of Hebrews and other places, if your heart becomes hard through the deceitfulness of sin, and you go on sinning without repentance, and your heart therefore naturally hardens, can you divorce Jesus? According to free will, He will never force you to stay. He will never leave you, but you can choose to walk away. This will help clear up some of those hard to understand passages, which I haven't put many here, but these are just a couple. In the New Testament, if you've read, "If you continue in your faith, you will be saved." That's a quote. "But if you continue to the end, you will be saved." There are ifs in the New Testament, various places where Paul is exhorting believers, and also the book of Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, is exhorting believers to continue in their faith, to not go backwards, to not return to the old life, to not lose your faith, or to lose your security in Christ, or to, let's see, Pharaoh in Egypt kept hardening his heart when he wouldn't free the nation of Israel as slaves. God kept giving him chances to repent, but he didn't. He would harden his heart again and say, "No, you can't leave." Finally, it says God hardened Pharaoh's heart. So there's one example. But the New Testament is very clear that we can go on sinning and we can choose to leave our faith. It says the Father and the Son hold us in their hands, but does that mean we can jump out on our own? That we can get out of those hands by free will? These are serious questions and they need to be discussed, they need to be prayed about, they need to be searched in the scriptures. So, if you continue to the end, you will be saved. There are similar passages. This is the reason why once saved, always saved doesn't appear in the Bible. It sounds really good. And if you want to be saved, of course you're going to be saved. But be wise. So, do not tread on God's gift of grace, in other words. Do not take it lightly. Do not take His grace in vain. As Paul says, so you can take God's grace in vain. The cross of Christ was very, very serious. And in these last days, it says in 2 Timothy, some will walk away. They will divorce Jesus because of hardness of heart. So what is our solution? How do we keep from walking away from Jesus with all the temptations of sin and the world and the devil around us? Here's how. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. It's simple. Keep short accounts with God and with others. Stay humble, willing to forgive others when they sin against you and willing to repent of your own sins. So, keeping a short account. Keep Christ honored as holy in your hearts, as Peter talks about. Be a person of truth, of honesty and integrity. Keep short accounts with God and short accounts with others. Be quick to respond when God nudges your heart. Do not harden your hearts, as the writer of Hebrews mentions. When you hear God's voice, do not harden your heart. So, our hope, Jesus is coming. Jesus is our Savior. Just be watchful. Finally, here's something I found online that I'd like to share with you. Is once saved, always saved biblical? According to the scriptures, a professing believer can, 1, depart from the faith, 1 Timothy 4:1, 2, wander away from the faith, 1 Timothy 6:10, 3, error concerning the faith, 1 Timothy 6:21, 4, cast off their faith, 1 Timothy 5:12, 5, make shipwreck of their faith, 1 Timothy 1:19, 6, fall from grace, Galatians 5:4, 7, remove themselves from he who called you and turn to a different gospel, Galatians 1:6, 8, receive the grace of God in vain, 2 Corinthians 6:1, 9, error from the truth, overthrowing the faith of some, 2 Timothy 2:18, 10, slip away from the truth, Hebrews 2:1, 11, have an evil, unbelieving heart departing from God, Hebrews 3:12, 12, be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, Hebrews 3:13 14, 13, come short of the promise to enter into his rest, Hebrews 4:1, 14, fall into an example of unbelief for not entering into his rest, Hebrews 4:11, 15, fall away and impossible to restore unto repentance, Hebrews 6, 4-6. 16, deliberately go on sinning and no longer have a sacrifice for sins, Hebrews 10, 26-27. 17, draw back from faith, Hebrews 10, 38. 18, fail to obtain the grace of God, Hebrews 12, 15. 19, wander from the truth, James 5, 19-20. 20, forsake the right way, 2 Peter 2:15. 21, entangle with the world's pollutions after having escaped them, 2 Peter 2:20-21. 22, be led away with the error of the wicked and fall from our steadfastness, 2 Peter 3:17. 23, commit a sin leading to death, 1 John 5:16. 24, stop abiding in the doctrine of Christ, 2 John 1:9.